Right, here we are. We're brunching with Gaynor. Gaynor's just chucked a load of golden syrup in a pan, and she's now stirring it. I haven't got a clue what she's up to. Gaynor, could you explain?
Yeah, I'm making flapjack.
All right.
Because it's full of energy.
And
I gave it to my daughter-in-law when I made it for my daughter-in-law when she went into labour.
All right.
Oh, well, a week and a half ago, and Aunt gave me a new granddaughter.
But the amount of stirring you're doing, you're going to need energy after this, aren't you?
It's okay. It's just because I didn't let the bottom out.
No, you always were a bit of a stirrer.
Oh, definitely. Oh,
yeah.
Definitely.
Somebody had to say it.
Yeah, they did. It was always going to be you. But like I was saying before, I can't give you an exact measurement on golden syrup for this one.
Right.
Because it's by eye. But what I can tell you, is in this pan, I've put 75 grams of butter.
Yes.
I've used proper butter because it makes it a nice creamy flavour.
Yeah.
And as that was melting, I was pouring the golden syrup in so it kind of balanced. So it's probably about 75 grams of thing. And I'm just going to put in about 200 grams of porridge oats.
200 grams porridge oats. Stirred into the pan, yeah.
Yeah.
Keep stirring.
And keep stirring so it's all nicely coated. So, right, so you melt your butter in your pan.
Yeah.
Then you add your golden syrup.
Yeah.
And just let it all nicely melt together. Then you add your porridge.
It does sound healthy, this.
And I'm going to make it healthier.
Yeah.
Then you can add fruit like sultanas or cherries or
dried fruit.
I'm just going to put a handful.
Does it have to be dried fruit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it'll go soggy.
Okay.
I'm just putting a handful of mixed fruit in.
Yeah.
So you get a little bit of a sultana in every bite.
Yeah.
And then.
Ooh, it smells good already.
Mmm. Looks quite good, doesn't it?
Mmm.
Sticks to your spoon. Use a wooden spoon, but beat the wooden spoon.
Yeah, good for the muscles, then.
Yeah. And then you have a small square baking tray, that's got sides on, so you've got depth.
Yeah.
Grease it and line it with greaseproof paper, but leave enough greaseproof paper so you can use it to lift out the flapjack when
it's done. A bit overhanging so you can lift it out.
So here's my thing. Hot.
This could be the quickest brunch ever.
It could. You haven't accounted for the time in the oven, but a cup of tea. Always got to have a cup of tea.
Do you mind not hitting me with that?
Right. No, this is going to be hot. It's going to be hot, but I find it easier. You should do it with the back of a metal spoon.
Yeah.
Now, the back of the metal spoon is in the back of the metal spoon drawer over there. So, me being me, stupidly, I'm using my fingers, but it's sticking.
Clean fingers. Oh, wooden spoon.
So, I'm using the back of the wooden spoon.
That's a good idea.
To press it down in all the corners.
So now, my pan... You have to press it down, do you?
Yeah, press it down firmly. My pan is a little bit too small. So, probably for this slightly bigger pan, which I think is a 9x6 rectangle
tray.
Yeah. I would probably do 500 grams of porridge oats.
Oh, okay.
100 grams of butter and equal of golden syrup.
Yeah.
But that's that bit done.
Wow.
And that goes into the oven.
Yeah.
About 160 degrees, between 100, gas mark 5.
Yeah.
And then that's for about 15 minutes.
Job done.
Till it nicely looks nice and crispy on the sides.
Yeah.
Take it out, let it cool a bit in the tin. Turn it out. Now, what you could then do is melt chocolate on and just drizzle chocolate on the top.
Yeah.
And then cut it into slices before it sets.
Right.
And then
you'll never cut it, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll just break. But there you go. And then
fantastic.
See, that was a mistake, so I'm going to flick my fingers.
Don't you threaten me with those sticky fingers.
Mm. Oh, golden syrup's lovely.
Oh, it is. Oh, fantastic.
So, yeah, that's it.
About 4.5 minutes?
Yeah.
Wow, and you made a whole batch of flapjacks.
And it's in the oven, and in about half an hour you'll be able to eat that.
So seriously, is that good energy food? Mm. And if so, why? Why is it?
Because
it's sugary and...
Like, porridge is slow-release energy.
So the oats in it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It's not healthy for you, really, because it's got butter and sugar in. Yeah. But sugar, it's a natural sugar, so it'll give you... Don't eat lots of it.
No.
Because you'll get fat.
Okay.
But if you need a burst of energy, like Alison used it for labour, she went in with 6 finger bars and Luke brought home 1. So through her labour...
Well, that's a good recommendation. Your flapjacks got her through her labour.
They did. But the only reason she brought one back is because she had to have an emergency cesarean in the end. She would have had that as well.
I like the fact that he brought one back. Yeah. I would have eaten it.
Yeah, I would have done. But Ellie had that. My granddaughter had that last one. But...
So you got your grandma?
Again.
Again?
Yes.
How many have you got now?
I've got 3 granddaughters and 1 grandson now.
Wow.
But yeah, Rosie was born on Friday the 15th.
Lovely.
And she was £9.2.
That's nothing. I was born, I weighed, look at me, because I'm quite thin, aren't
you
I?
You are quite
Guess
thin.
Guess what my birth weight was.
You're going to say £10, aren't you?
Up a bit.
10.5? 11?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. £11.
Oh my, oh God, did your mum walk funny after that?
She didn't walk at all.
Ouch, she must have been...
Look at me, I'm so thin.
I know, but she must have been in not your tall, though.
Yeah, I'm tall, but blimey.
No, are you
it's
tall?
Not often
no,
you get a
no.
Baby
let,
that
let's
way.
Just let's just do a little bit of thing. Are you actually tall, or is it because I'm 4'10"?
Oh,
there's a question there.
I'm 6'1".
So you're.
It's not hugely tall, is it?
Well, it's when you're 4'10". Yeah, because that's nearly 2 foot taller than me.
Yeah. Where are you? Oh, there you are.
Yeah, very funny.
Oh, it's, £11 though.
Mm.
I don't know where it all went. I probably only weigh £11 now.
I doubt that. Yeah, I think that you weigh a bit
Anyway, your other news is you got a puppy.
I did get a puppy.
What's
called? His name's Max, and he's a rescue dog from Foster to Forever.
Okay.
So he's come from Spain. He will be 2 because we got all his Spanish paperwork because he's got a passport and all of that. Oh. So we went onto Google and translated all his paperwork.
Yeah.
So clever. Aww. Really clever. His birthday's in September. He'll be 2 in September.
Wow.
And he's a cross between a poodle and an old English sheepdog.
Aww.
So.
Do you love him already?
Oh, he's amazing.
How long have you had him at home?
He arrived on the Thursday. The 7th
of March.
And I went to London on Friday, the 8th of March.
Yeah.
Because we were expecting the baby before.
Oh, yeah.
So then I was away for 10 days. So I only actually saw him for 24 hours. So and I never came back till last Monday.
Oh, okay.
So.
Right.
Yeah, so for me, I've only had him a week. But for Nigel,
it's
3 weeks.
Oh.
But he's amazing. He sits and he gives you his paw and he can. Brilliant with the children. Bit scared of the cat.
Yeah, better behaved than me.
Probably.
Yeah.
He's house trained and everything.
Oh, really? Mm. No, I'm not.
Yeah, so that's how I've heard.
Yeah, thanks. And have you got any news, like any pan news?
Any pan news? Well, all the announcements went out that we were lucky enough to get the grant for 3 years running costs and a centre manager.
Yeah.
Centre manager job goes into the paper this week, I believe. So then there's 2 weeks
today,
to apply for that.
Friday's paper, local paper,
So, yeah, I think it's advertised for 2 weeks. And
okay.
Yeah, so we're bated breath.
Yeah.
Because then that means that I'll have more time to do nice things like this and less time having to manage the centre.
Okay, so you'll be able to talk to me and
I'll
be
able
nice
talk
to me.
Yeah, I won't be going, oh, Kev, I've got to do something really quick and do something longer.
Yeah.
Well, who knows, you might get a 3-course meal out of it.
Yeah, shall we? 3-course dinner. I'll bring the bow tie next week.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
That'd be all right.
Yeah. Oh, have you seen on the paper they've got a naked come dine with me thing.
Oh yeah, where's that? In Newport.
The castle pub, I think.
You'd be brave, wouldn't you?
I would never in a million years. Bottoms on chairs, really?
No.
Really?
Are they wicker chairs as well?
I don't know, but I don't. Oh, I'd be anti back in everything. Anti back. You know, don't sit there, please. Oh no.
I wonder what they're
saying. No, it's a 3-course meal apparently, but. All the girls and everyone in the cab has been coming over. Have you seen that? Well, are you going? No. No. Apparently you arrive dressed and then you get naked and then you have your dinner.
Meat and TV.
Oh, don't.
Right, on that note, we should stop.
Yeah, so next...
Shall we do naked brunch?
No, Kev, please.
No.
No, thank you. And not unless we do sausages and I get to prick them with a fork.
Oh, God. You've gone too far. Right, that's it. I'm
See you next week.
See you. Bye.
Bye.